Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include Falun Gong procession draws attention at U.S. Capitol's Independence Day parade. Guadalajara, experience sharing and raising awareness in Mexico's second largest city. From unyielding to experiencing joy of thinking of others. Falun Gong practitioners in Vancouver perform in Canada Day celebrations. Authorities order widespread harassment of practitioners and their families. And Sweden, Jin Shan Rin International Art Exhibition in Halmstad. Now for the stories.
Falun Gong procession draws attention at U.S. Capitol's Independence Day parade. Tens of thousands gathered in the U.S. Capitol on the 4th of July to celebrate the nation's 241st birthday. The Falun Gong Tianguo Marching Band was invited to be a part of the National Independence Day Parade for the 12th consecutive year. As the only marching band composed of ethnic Chinese, they and the entire Falun Gong procession drew much attention from the spectators and were warmly received. The parade stepped off at 11:45 a.m. from 7th Street and Constitution Avenue. The 176 members of the Tianguo marching band made for an impressive sight. Dressed in blue and white costumes, invoking the Tang Dynasty's imperial court. Many spectators were impressed by the music and the spirit of the Falun Gong contingent, practitioners of a traditional mind-body spiritual discipline from China. Crowds stretched from 7th to 17th Street cheered for the band and their stirring music. Howard from Florida was excited about the presence of the Tianguo marching band. He said the music has a very oriental touch, which is different from all the other bands here. It sounds terrific. The members are very professional. Adrian, who works in human resources at a military institution in Bethesda, Maryland, enjoyed his first opportunity to see the Tianguo marching band. He said, "I'm very impressed. I was in a marching band when I was younger. This music is expressive, outstanding. They show everyone what a good marching band is supposed to be like." There were many Chinese spectators on both sides of Constitution Avenue. Because Falun Gong has been brutally persecuted in China since 1999, it is impossible for them to see anything like the Tianguo marching band in their own home country. Many Chinese visitors excitedly snapped photos with their cell phones as the band marched by. Donald, who works at an industrial information company, said he has lived in Washington for 44 years. He often sees Falun Gong practitioners meditating on the National Mall. He remarked, "I know that this is a group of people with belief. I saw Falun Gong practitioners exercising outside of a court when I was in Texas. I could feel their energy, the serene and peaceful energy field surrounding them. You know that this is a group of kind, loving people. I learned from an online search that the Chinese Communist regime puts them in prison just for doing the exercises." Donald said he believes that inviting Falun Gong practitioners to the parade is a testament to the country's upholding freedom of belief.
Guadalajara, experience sharing and raising awareness in Mexico's second largest city. Once every month, Falun Dafa practitioners from different cities in Mexico gather together to study the Falun Dafa teachings, share their cultivation experiences, and clarify the facts about the practice and the persecution to the public. This routine has been going on for quite some time. On June 24th, more than 60 practitioners met in Guadalajara, Mexico. The meeting in Guadalajara was an important one, because Guadalajara is the second largest city in Mexico with more than 5 million residents, and this was also the first time that Falun Dafa practitioners had met in the city. After reading Lecture 3 of the book Juan Falun, practitioners shared their experiences and understandings from applying Dafa's principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance in their daily lives. Such gatherings are held around the world, and practitioners often say how they benefit from getting together with others and sharing experiences. In the evening, they went to one of the main cultural centers of the city to talk to people about the practice and the persecution it faces in China. One group demonstrated the Falun Gong exercises, while another held banners and posters with pictures about the persecution, torture, slave labor, and forced organ harvesting in China that practitioners in China endure. A third group ran a signature drive for a petition initiated by doctors against forced organ harvesting. Local people were very receptive, and many were moved upon hearing about the brutal persecution in China. A group exercise was held near the busy Chapalita roundabout the next morning, and many local residents also took the opportunity to learn the exercises.
From being unyielding to experiencing the joy of thinking of others. Chiang Wenchang grew up in a military family. His friends said he was stubborn. He characterized himself as kind but unyielding. But now, neither stubborn nor unyielding describe Chiang, as he has become happy, open-minded, and considerate of others, and he is also free of his former heart disease and anxiety. What are these great changes attributed to? It all came about through practicing Falun Gong, a traditional mind-body cultivation practice from China. Chiang was recruited to the Department of Law in a military college after he graduated from high school. He graduated from the military college and passed the qualification exam to become a military judge. Chiang, an idealist, got off to a rough start with the military judicial system. He was subsequently dismissed from his post and reassigned as a defense lawyer and performed other jobs in the legal field. He eventually resigned and started his own business as a street food vendor. Chiang started his business making black pudding, a well-known local snack. His wife helped him as best she could. However, Chiang had a strong ego and did not want his wife's help or suggestions. Day in and day out, their different views and conflicts became more severe. 4 years later, in 2014, they filed for divorce. He said at that time, "Relations with my former wife deteriorated to the state that we were major enemies." A high school classmate who practices Falun Gong and lived in the same region heard of Chiang's problems. The classmate made a special trip to the street market to visit Chiang. They talked for a long time. Chiang agreed to register for a free 9-day Falun Gong introductory seminar. He had chronic coronary heart disease before he started practicing Falun Gong and was on an anticoagulant medication. He also felt stressed and in pain. All of these illnesses disappeared after he began practicing Falun Gong. Chiang recalled, "Before practicing Falun Gong, I didn't think of my former wife's views or issues." He eliminated his attachment to personal interest and immediately felt open-minded and relaxed. Chiang said, "I decided to divide the money from the house sale equally between us. That way she and our daughter can live comfortably." Along with this major change in mindset, the house sold quickly and for a good price. He and his wife shared the profits equally. Chiang said, "I didn't struggle for the house when I changed my mindset. Facing my former wife's anger and taunts, I didn't fight back, but sincerely thanked her for the opportunity to improve my heart nature. Gradually, we have become friends again, and we look out for each other." He added, "Practicing Falun Gong makes me happy. I have benefited so much and will try to practice even more diligently."
Falun Gong practitioners in Vancouver perform in Canada Day celebrations. Falun Gong practitioners in the Vancouver area participated in two Canada Day celebrations, the Salmon Day Festival Parade in Richmond on July 1st, and the Canada Day Parade in downtown Vancouver on July 2nd. The practitioners' performances included the Tian Guo Marching Band, a lotus flower float, waist drummers, and a demonstration of the slow, gentle Falun Gong exercises. Jeff from Richmond said he liked the parade for its multiculturalism, which made him proud of Canada. He said he knows about Falun Gong very well, having seen practitioners at past public events. He said, "This is a free country. People can freely practice their belief. Falun Gong practitioners can enjoy the freedom here. We are all Canadians. Steve, an Air Force officer, said he also liked the Falun Gong performances. He said, "They come to the parade every year. They are part of Canada." Bob was also happy to see Chinese culture displayed by the Falun Gong group, saying, "They are part of our community. I thank them for the joy they bring through the performances." A few Chinese tourists expressed surprise to see Falun Gong practitioners in public activities, as practitioners in China face arrest and imprisonment for refusing to renounce their faith. One Chinese lady shouted, "So many people practice Falun Gong here." She called her friends who were shopping in a store to come out to see the practitioner performances. Another Chinese gentleman recorded video of the entire Falun Gong group and then did the same from the opposite side of the street. He said, "This is a must-see. I will show this to my friends in China." An elderly Chinese couple took many photos of the practitioners. The husband said, "I could not imagine there are so many Falun Gong practitioners." His wife said, "It is impossible to see this in China. They have freedom here." The couple said they would take some Falun Gong flyers back to China for their friends.
Authorities order widespread harassment of practitioners and their families. Officers from 8 police stations in Yingkou City, Liaoning Province, harassed Falun Gong practitioners after receiving an order to knock on practitioners' doors. Over 40 families were harassed. Police from 8 police stations participated in the large-scale harassment. Police knocked on doors between 7 a.m. and 8 p.m. They asked some practitioners if they still practice Falun Gong and demanded that they sign a document renouncing the practice. The police claimed that they needed to assess the local situation because of the Chinese Communist Party's 19th National Congress. Some police officers took video and audio recordings during their visits. Practitioners asked them why, and they claimed that because of the propaganda from the CCP slandering Falun Gong, that they were afraid that practitioners might attack them. A few of the officers did not know much about Falun Gong, so practitioners talked to them about it. They shared how their health and outlook on life greatly improved after practicing. Officers from one of the police stations went to a practitioner's home when she was absent. Her husband told them that his wife recovered from all her illnesses after practicing Falun Gong, and that the entire family supported her. He also explained that what they were doing was against the law. The officers responded, "We don't want to do this either, but orders have been given by higher-ups."
Sweden. Jen Shan Ren International Art Exhibition in Halmstad. The Jen Shan Ren Truthfulness, Compassion, Forbearance International Art Exhibition was recently held in Halmstad, a small harbor town in southwestern Sweden. The town also hosted the 2017 Tall Ship Race, so many Tall Ship fans visited the exhibition too. On the first day of the exhibition, a volunteer from Amnesty International came to the gallery. She looked at each painting closely after a brief introduction from the guide. She then talked to a Falun Gong practitioner who had been jailed and tortured in China. Since volunteering at Amnesty International, she had heard of Falun Gong and the persecution, but she didn't know many details. She was shocked after learning so many facts about the persecution. She remarked that the Chinese Communist Party was unreasonable and said she would tell her family and friends more about Falun Gong. She returned the following day with some chocolates to thank the volunteers working at the exhibit. Four young sailors from Brazil who were participating in the Tall Ship Race visited the exhibition during a break. They listened to the introduction to the paintings politely and exchanged comments between themselves in Portuguese. When the tour entered the section about the persecution Falun Gong faces in China, they became quiet and appeared shocked. After the tour, they talked to the practitioner who had been jailed in China. Before leaving, one man gave the practitioner a hug and said they supported Falun Gong. The exhibition also saw foreign visitors from Jordan, Poland, Syria, and Denmark, including sailors, artists, journalists, and more. On the last day of the exhibition, many earlier guests returned to the gallery, saying they wanted to see the exhibition again. Many guests also commented in the guest book, thanking the exhibition organizers and expressing their feelings. More than 300 guests signed a petition opposing the organ harvesting atrocities in China. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.